This is from Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with the endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. What makes following Jesus so hard? It's easy. Sin. What makes following the speed limit so hard? It's easy. We're always in a hurry. We like speed. We want to get there. We don't want to wait. What happens in the scriptures is that you and I are called by Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit to love something we don't naturally love, to do something we wouldn't naturally do, to care about something that normally we wouldn't give a blink of an eye's thought, to do something we would not normally do. And it's all because Christ has called us to be his family. Brothers and sisters in the faith, that through what he has accomplished for us, sin does not have to hold us hostage. Death does not have an eternal grip on us. The grave will not confine us. Fear does not have to dominate us. And on, the Bible gives us many more descriptions of what happens, all because we are alive in Christ. The challenge for us as believers is sometimes we think following Jesus is all about the rules. You can't do this. You have to do that. And all the expectations like that. And the reason why we kind of go that direction is because our flesh, that is our sinful nature, wants the freedom to do what it wants to do. For example, have you ever felt just like screaming? You were so angry, so upset, you know, you just felt like screaming at the top of your voice. You know, have you ever felt like quitting? Whether it was school, just walk out of class, or your job, or sometimes, and we tested my mom and dad with the six of us, you know, we would drive them nuts. I wondered sometimes how many times my mom thought of giving up parenting. You know, just saying, I've had enough, you know, and walk out the door. I don't know where she would have gone, but have you ever thought of, and on we have our kind of list that we can manufacture about ways in which we said, I'm not doing this anymore. And what that reminds us of is the fact that this sin brings a brokenness into our life. It's hard always to be loving. It's hard to forgive again and again. It's hard to do the work when it seems like nobody else is helping. You know, where's the other believers? It's hard to remain faithful to the Word of God when so much of our world is doing what it wants and saying what it feels like and having all of these silly notions and ideas and philosophies. And you could add to that list too. And it's all not of God. It's hard to be out of rhythm, out of step, not included in the things of our world, if and when that's what we value. It's hard when we think nobody likes me. It's hard living in a world that's broken. So what's so great about following Jesus if it's really that hard? And the news is that when God comes to us through the Word and the Holy Spirit and creates faith in our heart, He changes us. He changes us in a mighty way, and He changes us in throughout our journey. Now, going back maybe when you were a little kid and you saw your mom and dad kiss, did you ever go, yeah? You know, like, that is the most awful, disgusting thing. And then as you grew up and you got into junior high and high school, it seems like the hormones were raging. That's all you could think about is getting a kiss. You see, there's a change in us. There's a change biologically in us. And then when you're old and you find a partner for marriage and you get married, you keep on kissing. And it's no longer yucky and gross. But there's a joy in it, a celebration in it. Well, that kind of change and maturing, well, we say, well, Pastor, that's natural. But the good news is, when God creates faith in us, He creates a new creation. We are now no longer dead in sin, but we're alive in Christ. And the things that we like to do as believers become natural in that way, as a child of God. And therefore, I'll say again, God loves me dearly. And therefore, I'll praise Him. And therefore, I'll serve Him. There becomes a change in our thinking and in our heart that no longer is serving Him a chore. You remember chores, right? Go clean your room. Okay. You know, and you would have all the drama if you could get away with it. But what God does to us is He changes it, and He no longer makes it a law, but He enlivens in us so that we just cannot help but do that. And He teaches us what it means to be free in that new way. And every now and then, sin comes back and it seems to produce its injury and brokenness and chaos in our life. But again, the gospel comes and it says to us, Christ died for this. It doesn't have to hold you down. And it heals our wounds, the wound of sin, sin from others and our own sin. It heals us and it restores us. And the Holy Spirit starts us doing not physical therapy, but spiritual therapy. And He produces in us that energy and that strength to endure. And why are we so persistent? As the scripture says, because the race is worth enduring. Why do kids put up with my children's messages? The chocolate is good. The bulletin might be fun. So they'll put up with me, and the chocolate is worth it. Why do we as God's children endure the race? Because heaven is so phenomenal that it's worth the endurance. The alternative is so awful, I don't even want to think about that one. To have the hope and the assurance of eternal life is produced by the power of the gospel. It's not there by the doing. It's not there by the working. It's not there by the serving. It's there by the promise of God. And in Christ, we are strengthened to endure. We're strengthened to forgive again. We're strengthened to remain in His Word. We're strengthened to have hope. We're strengthened to be persistent in keeping to the teachings of the scriptures. You might call it the Christian core values, if you will, but it is of God, not of man. We are strengthened to keep our focus, to bring, and when we stray, we are strengthened to be renewed in our focus on Jesus Christ crucified, Jesus Christ alive. This is Rally Sunday. The purpose of it is to highlight our ministry to children, and in a sense, to the big kids as well. We have Bible study. We have Bible study on Sunday mornings. We have Bible study for adults Wednesday night. We have Bible study that is the Sunday school lessons for children. It is to bring that word of God, that word of the gospel, to teach them right and wrong, but to show them by Christ's example, this is what it means. Sunday school is physical therapy for your children. That's why it's important to bring them into God's house. Because in our world today, and in their own sinful nature, there's all kinds of wounds and brokenness. And it's a great place to be when you come with this messy life and you come in and you are reminded that Christ takes away the sin, that God loves you even when you have messed up, that God cares about you through the joys of all that he does, that God in Christ restores you as his own. Have you ever messed up? Yeah. Have you ever felt there's no hope? That might have happened too. And yet, what restores the hope is Jesus says to each one of us, unworthy as we are, follow me. That is to live in him. It is to be in his word. It is to receive his gift, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the bread and wine. It is to live in the baptism, the water and the Holy Spirit, is to have new life in him. That is to follow him. It is to live in his victory. It is to live in his heavenly kingdom. It is to live with him now and forever. And so young and old, this is rally day. For young and old, this is a day where we again say, I'm following Jesus. I don't want to follow the ways of the world. I don't want to follow just human thinking. I don't want to follow the world that's on its way to its own destruction. But I want to follow Christ, to be with him forever. And that's what this day is about. As we hear the words of Jesus, you know, about picking up the cross. And we recognize that it's not always easy being a Christian. There is a cross. Not that I pay for my sins, for Christ has done that, but there is a cross because I'm connected to Jesus. And what does the world think of Jesus? Not a lot. He even warns us, as they persecuted him, so they will persecute those who follow him. And yeah, there are families where everybody's on the same page. There are groups of friends in your social circle, and they're all believers in Jesus Christ. But we live in a world where not everybody's a Christian, and it has consequences for us. And therefore, there's this challenge for us to keep focus on Christ, to follow him. Not that as we are rewarded, but simply because this is our hope. This is our life, and this is our salvation. God loves you dearly. He loves each of you. And therefore we say again, I'll follow Jesus. Amen.